Lesson 4, A Rock and a Hard Place. Grace is a well-respected leader in her community. She is known for being very intelligent, generous, and supportive of those less fortunate than herself. She is also a Bible teacher at Hope Baptist Church, where she is known for her integrity, spirited teaching, and popularity with young people. Grace is also a trailblazer, being one of the first Black women executives to be hired at one of the largest banks in the state. She was impressed to hear Vice President Kamala Harris point out the fact that it is an honor to be the first to accomplish something, but important to not be the only one to achieve the same. Upon hearing that, Grace renewed her determination to pave the way for other qualified Black women within the company. In her search, she met Beverly. Beverly was a well-qualified young woman who graduated from Spelman College a few years ago and worked as a CPA. She had a stellar resume and seemed perfect for the job in upper management at the bank. Grace was delighted to recruit Beverly and get her hired. Beverly was thrilled to be there and thanked Grace for creating such a lucrative opportunity. The bank president and others were delighted with Beverly's work and thanked Grace for recommending her. Things were going well until... After 6 months on the job, Beverly spent several weeks trying to balance an accounting discrepancy. She combed through everything, determined to locate and fix the problem. Although it was tedious, she found the problem and was able to actually pinpoint the source. To her utter dismay, she traced the problem, only to find out that Grace had mishandled more than a large few accounts, amounting to thousands of missing dollars. Beverly knew without question that these results would likely mean that Grace would be dismissed and possibly imprisoned. She also knew that hiding the information would put her own job and career at great risk. Beverly found herself in the difficult space between rock and a hard place. Discussion questions. 1. Is it more important to be grateful or responsible? 2. According to the Bible, who should correct those in leadership? 3. There are times when pastors must make decisions and parishioners may not understand. To what extent must the congregation follow leadership when there is a disagreement? 4. When is it acceptable to keep secrets for the sake of peace?